Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Ironically, that's where to first look this weekend if Deshaun Watson is going to start to turn things around, is what does his timing look like? What does the chemistry look like with receivers? I know we want to do like, 300 yards. Hey, 5 touchdowns. Why don't you just start with the nuances, the basic observable things of playing quarterback in the NFL?
Let's not throw a pick six. How about that?
Carmen and Lyme's emerging podcast scene tackles the sports scene with a different style every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 10:15. Listen live on the 92.3 The Fan Extra channel on the free Odyssey app at 92.3thefan.com, presented by Extend Technologies, or check out every single archived episodes. Hi, Spencer. How you doing?
I'm just admiring the fact that this man in the Halley building right now is rocking an Asdrubal Cabrera jersey. That's a throwback.
That's a
right
real.
There.
That's an old timey Guardians fan
right
there.
That's how you know. Like when you see the people walking around town, it can be any of the teams in town, but you see them rocking like the real old school, like, you know, guy that was like a semi-popular player when he was here.
You watch your tone on Asdrubal Cabrera, thank you very much.
You think he was okay, in terms of Cleveland Indians / Guardian stars, where does he fall on this list that you think he's that?
You're the one casting aspersions. I'll be asking the questions.
He was a popular player with the fan
base. Oh, no, you're walking it back already.
What did I walk back?
You are walking it back already.
I said a semi-popular player. That's what I think he was.
I think that is a semi... I think that's a slap. I think that's a slap in his general direction. And
he was a fine player. He wasn't anything special. He's not like Jose Ramirez,
like
or
wasn't like an all star. Wasn't like
how
one
many
of the,
times did he make the all star?
Three. That's a guess, but I think I guessed right. Mac is fact checking me. He is Mac checking me.
Mac checking.
Two?
You were wrong.
You said how many times?
So because you're a two-time all star, that makes you like a fan favorite.
I would say that, I would say Asdrubal was one of the more popular players of that.
I don't know. I remember a very different time with Asdrubal Cabrera. I remember people being very torn on, like, Yeah, I like Struble, but then he'd make like three errors in a week, and everyone would be like, I don't know about
this guy. Are you sure you're not confusing him with Johnny Peralta?
I'm definitely sure.
Because I remember the Johnny Peralta. Sure. I remember the Ricky Gutierrez. I remember the Matt Lawtons. I remember the Jason Michaels, David DeLucci. I kind of remember thinking Struble Cabrera was one of the guys that kept you sane because he was a good enough, fine ball player.
Oh, so he's good enough.
No, I'm just trying to figure out how to say it.
Rise him in the pantheon of popularity among Guardians fans.
Did I retire his number? I don't recall that. I simply said you were besmirching him by saying he's a semi-okay, whatever.
Do you think
player.
He was more popular than Jason Kipnis?
I think they're comparable level of...
I think Jason Kipnis is worlds more popular.
The difference is, though, Jason Kipnis was in a World Series, and Struble Cabrera was not.
How many times was Jason Kipnis an All-Star?
I'm going to go three times.
That's just your go-to. That's
it's
like
pretty
when the teacher says, just go with your gut. Nick's gut always says three.
If I know it's more than one, go to three.
Also two.
Look at that.
So I guess, yes, if we're judging this by also. By the way, we had a great football conversation here, and you turned it into slagging as Struble Cabrera.
I didn't have to be that. You could have just kept rolling with the football conversation. You're the one who made it a bigger deal.
Wait. Who mentioned the words there, Voldemort?
I just said I was admiring that this gentleman out here was rocking the Struble Cabrera jersey. I thought that was nice.
By then besmirching the name and character of Struble Cabrera.
Apologies? I don't know what you want me to say.
Yeah. I believe the Struble Hive, as we're known,
Struble Hive.
The A-Hive.
I don't even think this was a thing until 5 minutes ago.
No. We previously were known as the A-Holes. Now we're the A-Hive. Turned out that meant something different. We would like an official apology for you, and the show demands it as well.
I will have my people craft a statement by the end of the show.
So, we've got a game on Sunday. Vibe check with you.
So,
talking about the Browns game.
There are a couple of those coming up, too. Yeah. No, so my biggest thing, and this is where I'm like, I usually submit like a prediction for another place that I work, where I give like what I think the score is going to be, give it a quick analysis, I'm kind of like this week's tough for me because I do think there are legitimate reasons why the Browns are going to be better this week. Week one, we know it can be fluky, all these different things. I also think the fact that Jacksonville's missing their top two corners is something to keep an eye on. That matters. I think the defense and how they played against Trevor Lawrence last year, like these are all things I'm taking into consideration. But then I look big picture and I'm like, all the problems that they had on offense last week, is all of that fixable over the course of 7 days? And I just don't know. Like, maybe the pre-snap penalties are lessened this week. And maybe, you know, they're taking a few more shots downfield and Deshaun looks a little bit more comfortable. But is it going to be this well-oiled machine that we're all hoping finally comes around? I don't know if that changes in just 7 days. And because of that, I don't know. Like, I'm uncomfortable about this game because I'm not quite sold that they're going to be able to stay on the field long enough and the defense isn't going to be put in a tight spot again where they're constantly just trying to get the ball back to the offense. And unless they turn the ball over, maybe that happens and that's the difference in this game. But I'm so sort of stuck on that fact of, can they fix all these problems that they've highlighted? I mean, we sit here and say Deshaun's part of the problem, but it's not all on Deshaun. Offensive line was a problem. It's not all on them. Receivers are dropping passes. There's a little bit of that involved too. Can they fix all those things in a short amount of time?
So did you think 8 days ago that the Browns should win this game?
Yes, I would say so.
Okay. So this is all on the Dallas game then?
I mean, I think given new information, but here's the other thing. Like 8 days ago, I thought they were going to win the Dallas game because I thought going in though, they were going to look better than they did. And now that we've seen how they look now, like here's the thing. Week one, because the preseason is what it is now and, coaches aren't playing their players and they kind of treat the first couple games of the season as Kevin Stefanski called it a feeling out period last week. Like, because of that, we never really know where the starting point is for a team until you get to week one. You can guess what the starting point's going to be, and we all did that last week on the show. We were like, oh, we think it's going to be better. It's okay. There might be some growing pains, but they'll figure it out. Defense is still going to be good. Now we know like where the bar is at for a starting point, and we know it can be better. It could be worse in theory, but we all know it could be better than what we got in week one. But now that we know where the starting point is, it's about sort of evaluating week to week how much beyond that starting point have they gotten in this amount of time? And I just don't know that. Do I think they're going to be better? Absolutely. Do I think they flushed the Dallas game? Absolutely. Being around that locker room, the way those guys are talking, they very much are like, hey, it was 1 week. We're not trying to, you know, live and die by this one. And I think that's fair. I think that's how fans should be. But fans, we love to overreact. But I just don't know, like, once you get on the field and you're playing between the lines, if it's going to be so much better that all of a sudden it's like, well, here we go. We're the high-flying offense we were hoping for.
So basically, you're trying to gauge the preseason expectations versus the low floor that was set week one?
Yeah.
Because I would say I don't need them to be the team that I thought they were this week. I just need them to be better than Jacksonville. And if they can do that while Deshaun plays well or reasonably well or anything tangibly close to the last three games that he played last year, that would feel like a resounding victory. Like I think the one advantage of recency bias is that they played so poorly in Dallas that like a C-plus effort and a win this week would feel like a B-plus or an A effort. I think that's where we are, because I think everybody everywhere is putting everything on how bad they looked against Dallas. And I can't, guys, other than generalities, I can't really refute if you think that, like, that's who they are, because they weren't just bad.
That's who they are right now, because that's all we have.
They were
all the information
roasted
we have.
Dog butt.
Yeah.
And because Deshaun was the worst of all the bad, I get it. But I just, like, I think it depends on how much you think that's really who the Browns are going to be this year. And I just feel like because there's professional football players involved, it's almost impossible to play that bad twice in a row if you're like a team full of veterans.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.